Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Bethlehem, Israel. President Trump is presenting peace and the Palestinians preparing for war. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The 55th anniversary was celebrated over in Bethlehem. Why was that the case?
Every year, Fatah celebrates its anniversary in Bethlehem with a march, and this march honors terrorists. We have seen children with masks on and wearing plastic mock suicide belt. Now, why would you have children? What message is that to children that they're going around with suicide belts? Other children walked around with RPGs. Other adults walked around with hatchets. So you're talking about a military terror-supporting parade by Fatah, supposedly the peace partner, and this is going through the streets of Bethlehem, which is a Christian city, believing in Christianity certainly is promoting peace, and you've got essentially the Palestinian Authority turning this Christian city into a bastion of terror promotion.
I hear from Washington, D.C., Donald Trump is considering presenting his peace plan for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. That doesn't seem like what Mahmoud Abbas, head of the Palestinian Authority, head of the Fatah organization, the terrorist organization of the Palestinian people, is looking forward to in 2020. They want more of the same, violence and the armed struggle against the Jewish state.
Mahmoud Abbas has already, since Trump announced that he was going to come up with a plan, Abbas already has rejected it, and he and every one of his leaders have rejected it, condemned it. We've had such hateful statements about the American leadership. Abbas's advisor on religion, no less, Mahmoud al-Abbas, talked about what was being said by some American leaders, and he said, the urine of a Palestinian child is more important than the words of these American leaders. That's the attitude of the Palestinian Authority to the United States. The Palestinian Authority doesn't care who has been supporting them. They are filled with hatred to the United States. When the United States was funding them, they were a little bit quieter about it. But as soon as the United States isn't pouring over the money, they let their hatred right out of the bag.
Itamar Marcus explaining that as President Trump gets ready to present his peace plan for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the Palestinians are preparing for war. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. As Fatah, the Palestinian resistance group started by Yasser Arafat, celebrates its 55th anniversary in Bethlehem, the Palestinian leadership is training Palestinian children how to fight the Jews in the armed struggle that they believe will give them victory over the Jewish people. This celebration is a precursor to the violence that the Palestinians believe will help them to kill the Jews and steal this Jewish land, as foretold in Ezekiel chapter 35, verses 1 to 12. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...